This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. And
we're back. Final segment of TD Green bonus U.S. Open show here on WGR. I want to thank Scroy Financial, the locally family-owned financial planning firm, helping Western New Yorkers since 1971. And they are ready to help you with a complimentary one-hour consultation. They can do it virtually, you know, with social distancing. 716-674-6700. That's 674-6700. ScroyFinancial.com, spelled S-G-R-O-I, financial.com. And one of our sponsors of our major contest, which has Brian looking at spreadsheets all weekend long, especially tomorrow evening, Batavia Downs, and, of course, our friends at the Jumpa All-State Agency with offices in Clarence and Williamsville.
And let's also throw in Michelob Ultra has donated prizes for us as well. So we've
the
got
the golf
great
bag. It's in my home studio, and I'm trying to keep my kids away from it.
That's right.
It's a sweet golf bag. So
if you are in our majors contest, all of the entries are posted on my Twitter handle page at BrianWGR. First place, courtesy of Batavia Downs, gets a night in the hotel, restaurant gift card, free play in the casino. They're back open, by the way, which is good news. And second place gets a golf bag from Michelob Ultra. So good luck to all of our participants. If you didn't get in on this week's Majors Challenge, we're going to do it again in November for the Masters. So make sure you're in on that. All right, before we finish up with our U.S. Open thoughts for the weekend, Babe Ruth, of course, a famous baseball player, maybe one of the greatest baseball players ever. I think that's a fair argument to say. But how does he have a connection to this week's U.S. Open? Well, he likes playing golf. He liked watching golf. Babe Ruth, in terms of his connection to Wingfoot, that's where he played a lot. Listen to this story. This is from golf.com. Babe Ruth was never a member at Wingfoot, but that never prevented him from stopping by the club regularly in his days with the Yankees. Ruth was spotted golf playing at the club nearly every day while he was nursing a questionable injury that kept him out of the lineup. Later, he skipped out on a game that the Yankees had because he wanted to attend the U.S. Open at Wingfoot. Still, he didn't get any criticism, though, from any of the press, largely because several Yankees beat newspaper writers were members at Wingfoot who wished to keep in good standing. Ruth was known to tell many of them, quote, "I'll see you up there," as he would leave the baseball clubhouse on his way to the golf clubhouse. Good story there, Kevin, right?
Love it. I guarantee you there isn't any writer covering the Yankees that's a member of Wingfoot right now.
Yeah, that just great old time of baseball back in the day when newspapers were pretty much it for coverage. Those beat writers and those players, like, they had that inner circle relationship, even though they might have had to write something poorly about them. Like, they had what a unique relationship than what the media is now, Jeff. It's so different.
Yeah, no one ever reported on FDR's crippled, right? And yeah, things were different back then. And it makes me kind of like Babe Ruth a little bit more now. I think I'm a bigger fan than I was before I heard that story.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, pitchers bring out what Smoltz, Glavin, great golfers, right? Johnny Smoltz, because, yeah, you know, they'd pitch, they'd have the, you know, they go out and play golf on their off days or, you know, in the mornings. Clemens used to play a ton of golf. So, yeah, absolutely.
Kevin, in your reporting days, when you're covering teams, like, It's too bad you did that. You know, you kind of almost wish you can go back in time to have some of the things that went on with these old beat writers. It's not.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not like that now. My goodness, you're covering an NFL team right now. Can you imagine if you would play golf and just, hey, I'll see you later. We'll play golf together. Like, yeah.
I used to host a show with Larry Felser, the late, great Larry Felser back in the day. He was a great writer for the Buffalo News. Just a gem of a man. He was awesome. And you know, the stories he would tell me about, you know, the football coaches and athletes he would cover. Matter of fact, when Dale, this is not golf, but Dale Earnhardt, when he passed away, I was working in Charlotte at the time. And I remember the writer, I forget his name, but he's a longtime writer there. And he wrote a story on how he would go fishing with Dale Earnhardt and Daryl Waltrip. And Earnhardt, he had to pick the guys up. And he goes, we just had a new station wagon. You know, I just got a new station wagon. I told my wife, I got to bring the new car. I'm picking up Dale Earnhardt and Daryl Waltrip. So he went and picked up. Now think about this for a second. This is a writer covering these athletes, and he goes over to Dale Earnhardt's house to pick him up, right? They take him fishing, and they're going to go pick up Daryl Waltrip. And Earnhardt says to him, and then he can get in the passenger seat. And he goes, come on, Dale. He goes, you really think I'm going to let you drive? He's like, it's my new wagon. He goes, don't worry, I'll take good care of it. Peels out. It was just a beautifully written story of the camaraderie that they had. But yeah, that doesn't exist in today. Brian, it didn't exist 20 some odd years ago when I was on the Bills beat and freezing my butt off in the tunnel, hoping that a player would come out to talk to us. So yeah, no,
it's too bad that, but yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. A little more of me likes Ruth now. He actually skipped Yankees games to go watch the U.S. Open at Wingfoot.
I skip Yankees games for way better reasons than that. Yeah.
The Yankees have had a great week, by the way. They
I know.
That's all they
I
do
know,
is keep winning. I know Yankee fans listening know.
That's yeah, right. No one wants them to win anyway. So.
All right. Let's
except most of the people listening.
Except
who are
for right, right. You know okay. All the people that maybe you know are going to give lessons to and listen to the show.
Right. That I just alienated. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. All right. Let's spend our last 2 minutes here looking at the weekend. Reed and DeChambeau will be in the final group this afternoon. Justin Thomas lurking. I mentioned Shoffley on air earlier this week on WGR. That was my pick, and he's tied for seventh, so I'm going to stick with that. You've got Brendan Todd, Mr. Accuracy. You've got Matsuyama. John Rahm, by the way, we've said nothing about him. We should say something. He's plus one, tied for 12th. He can be right there, Kevin. I know you're a Rahm fan. What are you looking forward to most this weekend?
John Rahm. Look at you. Look what when he's won this summer. He's won on difficult golf courses. So Memorial, remember how tough Memorial was?
Oh, yeah.
And John Rahm won there. So John Rahm is going to, I think, will be in one of the final two groups on Sunday. I remember on our preview show on our TD Green Extra, I mentioned Todd in English, didn't I?
You did. They're both tied for third going into the weekend. Good call there.
I picked DJ though, didn't I?
You did.
Okay.
And he's plus three. He can be right there if he has a good day today. You never know.
He's right there. He'll be in the third from last group tomorrow. Yep.
And I picked Justin Thomas. I think he had his bad nine holes on Friday. And I think he found his form later in that round. I'm going to stick with that pick. I think this is his week.
Yep. All right. We did actually pretty well with our picks. They're all still alive. So we'll have to see how it goes into the weekend.
We're experts.
That's right. Very good. That's a great way to remind everybody here at the end of the show.
I want to thank Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas for a good first round. That's all I'm going to say.
Understood. All right. All right. Sports Talk Saturday coming up next for all of you listening here on WGR. And thanks to Corey Griswold for producing. And thank you for listening. Enjoy the weekend of the U.S. Open. And for Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Koziel. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green. We'll talk to you next time right here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.